the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What have you been up to lately?
Nothing really. Just planning my year out, how it's going to do. Like, I'm preparing for, like, basically Exotica and all these things. So even though I'm not shooting, I'm still working.
That's dope. I know you're like a huge anime fan, and I know people are going to be mad now when I get into this first, but did you watch Attack on Titan yesterday? I don't know why I'm going here first, but like, what are your thoughts about the episode? Cause I was like, yo, this episode is like crazy.
It was really crazy. Like, when Gabby shot Eren and then him going to, like, I guess not heaven, but like meeting the master of the Titan, and like,
I think it's called the Pass, I think. I don't know if it's called the Pats, I think it's called. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I just thought it was crazy. Like, I was like falling asleep when I was like watching the end of Demon Slayer. But then when I started to watch like from beginning to end, I woke up and like I couldn't go back to sleep because I just kept thinking about the episode.
No, yeah. I was like, you really know, I was so mad. I was like, dang, you gotta really wait till next week for another episode and everything.
I know. I wish I read the manga. I was reading it, but then like I stopped reading it after like a while because I was like, I wanna just watch the anime and then I'll read it.
No, yeah, I because it was the last season, so I don't really don't want to be like, okay, this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
I don't like reading the manga for like Naruto or something like that. But like, who's your favorite character in the show?
So far, I really like Zeke.
I try not to like him, but I was like, yo, he's just like a mastermind.
Yeah,
like, even in the episode, like, he knew Eren wasn't gonna go through with it, and I was like, yo, Zeke, I'm really hoping Captain Levi comes back soon though.
I think he's alive though. I think so.
I don't think she would have took him if he wasn't alive, because she like dipped out of there. I don't even know where they went. They disappeared the entire series. I need them to come back.
Yeah, it's already 8 episodes in and we still have like no conclusion to what's going on with Levi right now.
No, yeah, that's really. And then what else do you think about the show, like this season? Totally,
I love the opening, I love the ending. I'm just nervous how they're gonna end the series, because it's only 12 episodes, so we're like halfway, literally more than halfway through the show ending. And I just wonder if they're going to do a movie, but like, if they do a movie, are they going to do like like in the movie theaters or at home? Like, I don't know what to expect, but this season is so good so far.
No, yeah. How do you think it's going to end?
I mean, I kind of got a spoiler, so.
I just
really hope it's not. If that's not true, like, I just hope it ends good and not as like how it's going right now, because honestly it doesn't look like it's gonna end too good right now.
Is there any characters you should really be worried about?
I'm worried for Mikasa.
For real?
Why? And Falcon. I think it's Falco and Falco. I'm worried for those two.
Isn't Falco kind of already screwed already? Because
yeah, he's a Titan now, but I don't know.
He's going to have to eat somebody to be like back to normal again.
We'll just have to wait and see, because there's something's going to happen. So that's my guess. Like, what I'm guessing is he's probably going to like probably go back to normal.
Yeah, I hope. I was so sad when he turned to Titan. I was like, damn, really, Zeke? But I knew Zeke wasn't going to. Is there any other anime you'd be watching? I know you just said Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer, Fire Force season 2. I'm finishing up that last season before the new season comes out soon. So I'm just pretty much catching up on like older animes. Not older, but like more anime right now that I want to focus on so I can be caught up on. Like One Piece and JoJo. So
those I need to finish up on One Piece too. I need to finish up. Yeah. How did you get to anime? Like, you just like, what was like your first anime you watched? Like, me personally, it was like Dragon Ball Z.
Completed I just remember as a kid watching my cousin watch Dragon Ball Z and like Toonami anime. So like, I just remember that was like my first like time watching like anime, but I guess Pokemon and like Yu-Gi-Oh fully I would actually watch, but I didn't know it was anime. I just thought it was like cartoons because, you know, it would come up like on those like the afternoon cartoons, like after school or on the weekend. So I would just watch those anime, and then like obviously like Sailor Moon. And then in high school, I got more into anime, and then college too.
What was like the first anime you watched? Like, okay, this is why I like started loving it.
Probably Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, yeah, that's a classic. Yeah,
like,
classic.
Just because I wasn't, when I remember being on Tumblr and like seeing the GIFs of like the quotes that she would have. So that's what got me into anime, and just watching also like Studio Ghibli movies.
Okay. I heard you mention Yu-Gi-Oh! Do you have like a favorite character in that show?
Not really, no. I just remember watching it, not really having like favorite characters or anything. I just thought it was really cool, just the fact that with trading cards, like that was like what made me like it, because like not just an anime, but like you were actually able to like hang out with people and like use the trading cards, same with like Pokemon cards. So I thought that was really cool.
Who, like, what was your favorite deck that you used?
I really didn't have the cards, but I remember my cousin having the cards, and he would have like the super shiny ones. I have the cards with me. I get my fans have actually gave me like Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but I think like the blue-eyed dragon,
dark magician. Okay. No, yeah, I definitely like spent all my mom and sister's money on Yu-Gi-Oh mm-hmm. cards back in the day. That's dope. So, what else to get into? I heard you tweet about The Weeknd's new album. How do you feel about that?
I love that album. I personally love like 80s music and like older music than like now kind of music, especially because I love like R&B. So I just like his music is so catchy. I actually listen to like After Hours because, you know, people are comparing them to right now.
Yeah.
So I gave them both a listen, like fully. I tried so hard not to skip, but like After Hours, I would have to say that Dawn FM is better than After Hours, but that's just my opinion because I like that it's more happier. Like After Hours is a little bit depressing.
Yeah, the first kind of songs are like depressing, and then like once you get into like Blinding Lights and then like In Your Eyes and
I think
this is supposed to be like another like trilogy thing. I think After Hours and then mm-hmm. like Dawn FM is supposed to be like the Passes Wade or whatever, and I guess like he's supposed to drop another album with it. I think people are guessing it's like Afterlife or something, and it's supposed to be like either he went to heaven or hell. I don't even know, but it's just like a whole
thing. That's a cool theory.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was like, oh, that would be kind of dope. I like Dawn FM. I don't know why people get a lot of it, like a lot of like, hey, slack. Yeah, I really like it.
They just don't have that music taste. They can't listen to like an album fully and like listen to the lyrics and the music and the beats and the transitions. Like, I think it's art. And I pre-ordered the vinyl too, so I can't wait for that to come.
Yeah, I think he did. I don't think he did himself justice. I feel like he should have released it with physical copies, because I feel like I think people are going off the album sales, and mm-hmm. I don't think they kind of understand like he does like crazy numbers when he does physical copies and everything. So mm-hmm. I think that's what people are getting off of. But no, I really like the album. Like Sacrifice, I was just looking, listening to Sacrifice, Out of Time, Less Than Zero.
Time. I love the transition from like when the Quincy Jones is talking to the song starting. It really goes really well together.
Yeah, it's that Less Than Zero, that was a good one too.
That was kind of sad though, the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still a good song.
Like it's happy in the beginning, and then towards the end it gets really sad, and I really hope it transitions to that to the next album where it gets sad and then happy.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I don't know, but that's just, I don't know, like how people get on her slack for it. But yeah, any other like musicians you'd be listening to right now that you like really like?
I was listening to Young Dolph's like new album that just came out. I don't really like it because it has too many like. I wanted it to just be his music, but he has like his artists on his label on it. I mean, some of the songs are good, but obviously the fans want to listen to him, not, you know, or maybe I like maybe more Key Glock in it. Gunna's album, I still really listen to like Donda, if anything. Like I really go back to that album. But I've been really listening to like The Weeknd more. Like I've really just been like listening to that like on replay in the car. I feel like I have to give it a break, but then I just go back to it.
Is that like your favorite album, like of his?
No. I don't think it's my favorite of his. I still like the trilogy, like his first, like yeah, first three.
Because
of the experience and the memories I have with it. But I think this one will probably be like my second favorite.
Dope. I heard another thing you do is adopt cats. How did you get into that? Actually, I just asked you before that, like, how do you like cats more than dogs? So you might be like one of the only people.
I don't really want to like, I love them both equally, but I just love cats because they're like, so they clean themselves, they groom themselves, and they're so tiny. Like dogs stay tiny too, like there's big dogs and small dogs, but I just love cats' personalities. So, and they're like, they're very spiritual, believe it or not. Like animals, like cat, all animals do, but cats have like this energy to them where they can like heal you. And they kind of like, I put my crystals on my cats to like recharge them. Cats are just, I don't know, they're just a little bit more better than dogs, but I love dogs too, because dogs, they're more needy. And they're like babies. And like, that's why I don't have kids. Like, I can't take care of a kid right now. All my cats are already a lot for me. So that's what I like about cats. But yeah, I adopt cats.
How many cats do you have?
At the moment, I have 3 indoor cats. And then I had 3 outdoor cats. But one of them, you know, he got sick. So he passed away. So I have 2 outdoor cats. So a total of 5 cats.
Oh, what kind of like cats are they?
I have 1 black cat. I have a tortoise shell, which is like a black with like orange and white and brown. Then I have an orange and white cat. And then I have a gray cat that has like stripes on it. And then a black and white spotted. So it looks like a cow.
Oh, okay. like when your outdoor cats, like when they like be gone, like how long do they be gone for?
They have a schedule, so they come in the morning and my grandma feeds them, and then they'll go off and like they'll just like stay by the house. So there's like a little alley, so they just stay right there, or they'll just hang out in front of our house, or they'll be under the cars to stay warm. So they're just like outside like our house. But the indoor cats, they just stay indoors. We'll let them go outside for a little bit, but they, once we close the door, they come right back outside. Like they just don't really like being outside like that.
My friend had a cat, and like she would only see like her cat like once a month, and then I think one time she came back like the cat came back pregnant, and then it came back with a bunch of kids.
Yeah, that happened to my cat too.
You'd be like, do you guys even like, do you talk to your cats?
I love to talk to my cats, yeah. And I have a cat, we all like in my family, we all have a cat that belongs to us. And my cat, his name's Kilva. He loves it when I'm in the kitchen, and he loves it when I'm cooking. Like, I'm like, hey, like, come over here, follow me. And he listens, and he's obedient when he wants to. But he just loves, I think my mom says that he was a chef in his previous life, but he loves to see people cook, and I'll be talking to him. He talks back. Like, he's the only cat that's actually really talkative.
That's dope. Your cat name's Kilva?
Yeah, Kilva.
I'm from Hunter Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah, I love cute. He's crazy.
Like a cat.
That's your favorite character from Hunter Hunter?
I like Kilo most out of all of the characters.
You know, Kilo was crazy. I remember that scene when he ripped the dude's heart out. I was like, yo.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, let's get into it before everybody starts killing me. Like, first thing is, like, what made you want to get into, like, the adult film industry? Or do you say porn industry or adult film? Which one do you prefer?
Either or, honestly. Adult industry is more, adult entertainment industry is better just because people don't really like the term porn.
Yeah, I interview some people in the before, they're like, oh, we don't like using porn industry. So
I don't really mind it, though.
Yeah. So, like, how did you get into the adult film industry?
How I got into it was I just tweeted, you know, that I wanted to be a porn star. And then I had my agent at the time. He lives in Florida. And he was basically like, are you legit? Like, are you being serious? Do you actually want to be a porn star? And I said, yeah, like, I'm open to being an, like, a porn star, because I was already doing webcamming during when I was in school. And I just want to, like, basically just get a bigger audience on my channel, so I can have them, you know, more fans on there, so I can have more viewers and more tips. So I was like, okay, well, I think it's a better investment for me to join adult industry so I can get more fans. And then I ended up, like, actually falling in love with it, because it's like, I always wanted to be an actress. Like, I went to theater school and a performing arts school growing up, so I always wanted to be in something in entertainment. And I feel like I was skilled enough to maybe do it. And there wasn't, like, nobody like me. Like, I would watch porn and I'd be like, there's nobody that looks just like me. Like, they're either really skinny or they're plastic. And I was like, well, there's not that many natural girls. So let me, like, join too, so I can, like, have, like, a category for me, you know, even though I don't really watch my own videos, but I wanted people to, like, have that, like, me in a video, I guess.
That's dope. Do you watch, like, other people? Like, do you, like, study other people, or is that even, like, a thing?
I do. Yeah. I actually love it. Like, I, you know, it's just like school. You want to learn more. So if anything, when I do watch, like, porn, or I, like, I'll save it and I'll just want to recreate it and make my own. So, like, I don't, like, watch it to masturbate, but I do watch it to kind of, like, get my own ideas, because some people are, like, especially, like, nowadays, like, not just porn stars, but, like, content creators, they're really creative with their stuff. So it gives me ideas to what to make it my own, or basically just get ideas from it.
Who are some of the people watch, or is there, like, a certain scene you're like, yo, this scene was, like, crazy, from, like, a certain person?
I'm just trying to think right now, like, squirting scenes, I think those are, like, I would love to do that, but I can't study it that hard. It really is like hydration to it, and the way you use your vagina. I don't know, but, like, I love, like, seeing squirting videos. I think those are great. Anal too. Like, I just like to watch it to see it, because it's like, you're like, obviously you're a performer. You know how to do it professionally. So I like seeing it because it motivates me to want to do it as a performer. But there's this Russian cam model. She does a lot of really cool, like, real life hentai. Basically, she dresses up, like, down to the character, like, the details and everything in her cosplay. So I think she, I don't know her name, but I follow her on, like, Instagram and Twitter, and she's just, like, she's a great porn star and, like, cam girl. And I would say I'm a fan of hers. That's definitely somebody I watch.
Do you want to do, like, more cosplay in the future?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I eventually, like, one, it's a lot, honestly. Like, I have so many cosplays in my closet, and I would love to, like, wear the wigs, take the pictures. Like, it's really fun, but it's, like, a lot of work being a cosplayer, especially when you want a specific costume of a certain character that you really can't find, like, on Amazon or online. Like, you have to make it yourself. So eventually, like, I would love to, like, hire someone to make custom cosplays for me and, like, just be a full-time cosplayer. That's like, realistically, that's, like, one of my goals, is, like, when I'm done with, like, what I'm doing, just be, like, a Twitch streamer and, like, a cosplayer, like, that does, like, lewd cosplaying.
Is there, like, any conventions you want to go to, like, in the next, like, year or so for cosplay?
I want to go to Anime Expo. Hopefully it comes back this year. They said that it was coming back, but I'm not sure. It's been, like, 2 years. I look forward to that because that's where, like, I feel like I, like, really belong, and, like, I love the anime community. That's why I love going to, like, Little Tokyo in LA, because it's, like, a safe spot for, like, people who enjoy the same things that I do. And I really feel like you could be cosplaying, nobody judges you, and that's why I love anime conventions.
No, yeah, I remember Little Tokyo do be having this podcast. I went to this one party, and it was, like, a Pikachu party, and, like, everybody dressed up, like, as like everybody was dressed up as Pikachu. That's and cool. I left so early because I was like, damn, I didn't get the memo. I just came in basic clothes. I had like a Pikachu shirt on, but everybody came as like their Pikachu costume. I felt so like I didn't get the memo. I thought we're just wearing your favorite Pikachu thing. I didn't know we all jumped on Pikachu. So I got like a couple of drinks and dipped out. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no. So next time I got y'all. Like,
or dress up as like Bulbasaur or something.
Yeah, no, but everybody, I was like, I'd never seen that before. Like everybody, it was just Pikachu. Like everybody had on the, I said, where do you guys, did you guys all like come up, like go to the same store? Like where do you guys all get these costumes from? But no, yeah. If you went to Anime Expo, like who would you want to dress up as?
I actually have a list. So I wanted to do Rem from How Not to Summon a Demon Lord. Like I think she's a cat girl. She's like the cutest, and the outfit's really cute. I really want to do Luca from Miss Kobayashi, down to the shoes and everything, like the wig. Okay. I'm thinking of the only reason why I'm choosing these costumes. Or because it's going to be hot as hell in California, especially LA. Being in a convention, walking around, I want to be in the most comfortable outfit. So I'm just thinking, like, even though it's not that skimpy, it's really cute. And then probably the last day, like, I want to do a group cosplay. And I'm talking about it with my family because we're like, all, like, anime nerds now, even down to my mom now. We were thinking of either doing One Piece or Naruto, either the Akatsuki or one of the pirate teams, but we're still discussing it. But those are the two cosplays like I want to do with the group because I love group cosplays. So
you guys gotta show up at the Akatsuki, I'm telling you.
The Akatsuki,
as a,
right?
As a family, as a unit, you guys would look so like cold, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just look so dope. Like people like, yo, what? And people would be like, yo, I really want to do that with one of my friends, but my friends are corny. So I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
I'd like, I need all the members, and they like, it's always like one or two people that ruin it. I'd be like, you assholes.
No, but, like, not in the spirit.
What has like been like your favorite scene that you like shot ever? Like, has there been like one you're like, damn, I killed that shit?
Probably my nympho scenes with Mike Adriano, because like those are like fan favorites, like everyone loves those scenes, and like every time I get like a gif that I see in my mentions of those scenes, like I'm just like, I did when I'm performing, obviously, like I'm getting into it, so I'm not really noticing like, oh shit, like it looks good, like I can't see it from a third person point of view, but when I rewatch it or look at the scene, I'm like, that shit looks fire, like I wish I could do that again.
I know you mentioned you went to like theater school in the past. Like, do you like pay attention to the scripts, or like really like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna do this script based, or do you just like it's whatever? But I have to have a good script for it to so I can do it, or you just whatever?
No, I just usually do what they tell me to do. But when I do like rehearsing the scenes, like I try my best not to make it look like a porn, like porn cheesy corny acting, so I try. But whenever I do get like really cool scenes where it's like, I actually prefer where it's like there's like a certain word for it where you're just kind of like, you're free for all, you can just say what you want, and like in the moment they'll give me keywords to say, but I can make it my own. I like when I'm doing those kind of scenes,
so it's like a freestyle scripted.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Is it like, what's like the corniest thing you've done? You're like, man, I should have never done that shit.
I'm trying to think, because there's like a few. I don't want to say it's corny, but like I want to definitely say it's like definitely cheesy. Like I did like a scene where I was like a virgin and I was like Muslim, and the way that they directed me was kind of corny because they just, the guy had an accent, and he doesn't have an accent, like he had a Middle Eastern accent. I think that was like the corniest scene I've ever done, to be honest. It's like, I don't even want to like say it, because people like, back then when I shot the scene, I didn't get no hate. I did get hate for it, but it came back, like it resurfaced on TikTok, and they were talking about me doing that scene, and like the acting was terrible, like the scene, the script, everything, like it's just bad.
Was it like a certain, is that like a certain company you're probably not going to work with ever again, or?
No, like I've been approached to shoot with them for a while now, but I won't shoot for them because controversial reasons. So yeah, I'd rather just not.
Is there somebody that's like retired that you really wanted to work with?
I wish I would have worked with Lisa Ann, like right when she was like getting into the, like right when she was retiring, that's when I got in, and like she was still shooting with people. I wish I would have shot with her because she's like a legend and like she's just like badass. So I wish I could have done a scene with her.
Who's like your top five like porn stars ever?
Ever. Lisa Ann, I think. Who else? No, I think, like, I know Lisa Ann, Tiana Trump, Aaliyah Hadid. Trying to think who else. Johnny Sins. They're all like legends in my book. I don't know who else though. That's four, but I don't really like watch a lot of porn. Like I would just like type in something. I don't know, porn stars, but Lisa. Oh, Nikki Delano too. She's fire.
Okay.
I watch mostly like lesbian stuff. I didn't really watch a, or blowjob stuff, so like, you could see those. Okay.
You're nominated for 3 AVN awards. Congratulations. I don't have a clap button, yeah. My bad. But like, congratulations. Is there like a certain, like, if you had to only win one of those awards that you're nominated for, like, which award did you like really want to win?
If I could have won one, I would probably do social media star, because I really work my ass off on social media. Like, I have almost literally 1 million followers on Twitter. And I'm just gonna fix my camera. I have like this little thing that like blocks the camera so my FBI agent doesn't see me. The social media star, because I really like that's my job. So I would have loved that one, but I feel like Angela White totally deserves that one too. Like I can't think of anyone else that really deserves an award more than her, because she really is a social media star too. Like she's like, when you look up a porn star on any social media, like that's like literally the perfect porn star you can like actually follow. I mean, I'm hilarious. I'm like more of a comedy kind of porn star. Like I just like anime and memes, but like actually like a social media star is for sure like Angela White.
That's dope. What's something that your fans don't know about you?
I'm actually, a lot of them won't believe me, but I'm actually just, like, really quiet and, like, super nerdy. Like, I just like coming home and, like, playing my video games and watch anime. I love to cook. Like, they won't, like, actually guess that. They'll probably think, like, I'm just, like, a nympho and, like, I just go in a corner and, like, suck people's dick or, like, go on Tinder and meet people. But that's, like, not really me. Like my whole room, like every room that I have is pretty much decorated in anime stuff. So like real fans know that, but like, I feel like most people were like really won't guess. Like I'm quiet and just shy. Like I'm a homebody.
What's like the worst rumor you heard about yourself? You're like, yo, I can't believe you guys even think this.
That I died. Like recently they thought like I was dead. Like somebody like overseas like made this article about me that I died, and I think that's like the dumbest thing, because like if you
follow, that's so weird. That's like why even like that's just like bad to put in the air. Like that's
oh yeah, no, for sure. It's like I don't need that negative energy for sure.
No, that's like weird as fuck. My bad. what do you enjoy more doing, like in the like working in a film studio or like shooting your own content?
I really like both, because I like being on set because I like a director telling me what to do, but I also really enjoy doing my own content because I can literally fuck however I want. I can choose whatever I want to wear. I think I like shooting my own content because I get to choose who I want to work with. And I get to keep the content and I can make money off of it for the rest of my life, versus if I shoot for a company, I don't really make any revenue or anything from it. And I don't really choose what to do or what I get to wear or who I work with.
What are like 5 pieces of advice will you give to somebody that wants to be like in an adult film industry?
Male or female or both?
Oh, both. It's just anybody.
My first advice would be, Don't take, like, learn how to take criticism, but also learn how to take criticism, but like, don't get offended by it. Just like, be strong-headed, you know, don't let that get to you, because a lot of people, it fucks with their mental health. So definitely make sure you're at least stable in the head a little bit. You're going to be fucking in front of people, so you kind of have to like not be shy and like keep a performance on, like ignore the cameras. Definitely, you're, believe it or not, you have to like shop for your own clothes. So make sure you have like some money for your own wardrobe and also get tested. So definitely be smart with your money.
They don't have clothes there? That's weird as hell. You know, like you, if you're acting or something, they have like the dresser room and every, like people have their own clothes. You don't do that?
Depending on the companies, like for the most part, like every time I've shot with Brazzers, they either have like a costume or outfit for me, or like when I shot for Vixen, they had all the outfits for me. But like that's like 5% of the time. Like 95% of the time, we have to have our own lingerie, our own shoes, our own heels, our own luggage. Like it looks like you have to be very professional, because like I've heard stories where girls have brought like bags of clothes, like they've brought either nothing to set or bags of clothes, like they literally have their clothes in a bag and not in a suitcase. So like it really, like they're very judgmental, so like you have to be like very professional. You'll be surprised.
Do they tell you to like go buy, like if they wanted you to wear like a certain outfit, you have to, they tell you to go buy it? And
yeah, but it's weird, like they'll tell me what to buy, and then when I get to set, they have it for me, so I'm like confused. Yeah, that's happened to me before.
So they just want to play games, that's what it is. All right, my bad. I just thought that shit was weird. I never heard of that.
If you're a guy, you have to be really good at edging. And if you're a girl, you have to be really good at playing the character, in a sense where it's like, even if he's not hitting those spots, you're going to have to act like it, because you don't want to be quiet while you're getting fucked. Like nobody wants to watch that. At least learn how to like not fake a moan, but make it seem real. And have confidence in your scenes and be really good at social media. The best porn stars are great at social media.
That's dope. That's dope. What's one thing you want to accomplish before you like you're all said and done?
I feel like I've done a lot, but I definitely want to accomplish, you know, being more sexually open, more like to doing other things, because I know I get a lot of requests for that. So I definitely want to do things that fans want to see before I retire.
Oh, I forgot. This is one of the fan questions. I forgot. They want to, like, I forgot what, I think his name is Zach. Let me see. Hold up. My bad. So sorry.
Hello, Zach.
Yeah, Zach wants to know, is like, you know how porn stars, like, ask, like, they, like, do, like, the fuck a fan things? Is that real? Or is it, like, somebody that you guys know? Or is this even something you can share?
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I mean, I've literally talked about this so much, but it's like everyone's different, and I understand people's perspectives. I feel like it could be either real or fake. For me, the only time I don't think I've ever done like a fake scene, because like all the fuck a fans I've done, they've always been a fan of mine, and they might not be like the creepy fans, but like they're fans of mine. Whether they're like a male porn star or like just a normal person that I've like met online, or just a person that is just a fan of mine and we're friends, but we use it as a fuck a fan. So those three are the main fuck a fans for me. Like they're either a porn star of my that I know, but they're a fan of mine and they've been wanting to shoot with me. So they're either that or just a random fan that I have like met on social media that's really cool and not creepy and it's okay with being on camera. And then the other one is like I'll have a friend, just a normal person, fuck me and they'll do the fuck up ends with me.
No, okay. I heard like a lot of people just get like their friend and they keep doing that. So yeah. So Zach, maybe he'll get lucky one day. I don't know to tell you.
About doing it though, I did some of them, they just either come really fast or they just can't stay hard or they can't come at all. Those are the three problems with the fuck offense.
How long should they last, like, for you
personally?
20 minutes. Seems very doable.
If you can do 10 minutes, like, that's good with me. The most I feel like the fans want to see is the penetration. The blowjob is always cool. I don't know if people skip through or watch it, but my thing for shooting is I want to have at least 10 to 20 minutes of footage. And I want you to stay hard and not come fast.
So you did a fuck a fan thing and they couldn't stay hard?
Yeah, the guy was really nervous. This happens a lot, really. The first fuck a fan I ever did was in 2019, and the guy had a really hard time staying hard because he was really nervous, because he's I masturbate to you all the time and seeing you in person is different. So what he had to do was he had to watch my porn while he was fucking me so we could film the content. And it was oh man, this is kind of annoying. And then the last time I did it, it was for Chicago Exotica. He was a male porn star, but I don't really think he's a male porn star. I think he's a content creator. But my friend suggested, he's like, hey, this guy's a fan, you should have him do the fuck a fan. I was like, oh, that'd be great. Let's see how he does. So he couldn't come. It took him 10 minutes and he kept being sweaty and really gross. It was, I feel bad for the guy, but we got the most of the footage. We got most of it.
Okay, okay then. Oh, so they were pretty much starstruck.
Yeah, and I understand it too. I remember when I met a very famous person, I was starstruck too, but at the end of the day, it's your dream is to fuck me. Let's do it.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Hopefully you can talk back soon whenever. Hopefully you win some AVN where I hope you take home all three awards. That's dope.
I hope so too, but I already finished, but maybe next year.
Okay.
Having the best fans in the world means more than awards, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. Last thing. What's one thing you want to say to your fans? I forgot to get that.
So if the fans are watching, I just want to say I love you guys. Thank you guys for always showing me love and support, even watching this whole thing. Definitely follow me on my official social medias. In case you don't know, in case you're new to any social media, you can follow me on Instagram, which is Waifu Violet, Twitter, Violet Saucy. You can watch my YouTube videos and you can watch my blogs and all entertainment sources that are not porn related. Search me on Pornhub. All my videos are free. If you can't afford the OnlyFans, which my OnlyFans is just Violet Myers, I have most of my trailers on there that I post on my feed. But most importantly, just thank you for watching the interview and get to know me more.
Thank you so much, Violet. I appreciate you coming on.
Yes, it was great. Thank you.